Despite recording a 52% jump in adjusted annual headline earnings per share and adding 29 million people to its customer base, MTN has opted to suspend its final dividend. This as the mobile operator struggles with its debt pile as well as repatriating funds from Nigeria. The group has in the meantime launched a new strategy called Ambition 2025, aimed at accelerating growth and unlocking the value of infrastructure assets and platforms. Company's acting CFO, Sugendran Perumal, joins us now with greater perspective on those numbers and some of the plans moving forward. Thanks so much, Sugendran, for joining us this evening. So, right at the top, the struggle you're against when it comes to repatriating funds from some of your operations outside of South Africa is proving to be an ongoing battle. Are you making any headway?
I think we are making headway. If you look at it, we've actually upstreamed from our markets 8.7 billion rand through the period. I think the challenge that we have is particularly in the Nigerian market, where there is dollar liquidity challenges. And with the backlog of dollar liquidity challenge in the market. So it isn't a pervasive problem, but it is focused around Nigeria.
Okay, the challenge though persists. So what's the plan? Do you stay then more focused on your restructuring agenda, which of course has realized what 4.3 billion rand from asset sales during the course of this year already?
So we've guided the market at 25 billion rand or greater than 25 billion rand ARP program, of which we have recognized the 4.3 billion you mentioned. I think going forward, the key markets is the IPO of IHS, which is predominantly equal to our dollar debt on our balance sheet. But overall, we seem cautiously optimistic that we will be able to see where IHS gets to this year.
As you highlighted there, Sugendran, it was 25 billion targeted over the next 3 to 5 years. Is that still a viable target to hold in the current economic climate?
I think it is a viable target to aim for. If you look at the total fair value of the assets, it's in excess of 40 billion rand. So it keeps, there is headroom within the target. And if you to point out, the target is actually greater than 25 billion.
This drive to sell assets, of course, in a bid to lower your dollar-denominated debt. While you've seen net debt fall 26.8%, it's now sitting at 49.7 billion rand. The proportion of dollar and euro-denominated debt falling only 2 percentage points to 48% now. Sugendran, so what are you targeting there? And, you know, what would be a more comfortable level?
So we target on a debt mix. The target is 60-40 in favor of rand debt. And we believe we can get there in the medium term. We do have maturities that are coming up that we can then pay down on and fix that.
Let's talk about operational growth and strength and progress that you're seeing at MTN, Sugendran. You've added 28.8 million subscribers over the year. It's representing growth of what, 11.4%. Your group service revenue is up 11.9% as well. But it's really data revenue that's been driving this agenda. That increased 31% over the period. How sustainable is this, bearing in mind that we had the North Gauteng High Court this week order ICASA to now suspend the auctioning of radio frequency spectrum licenses?
So we've guided the market low to mid-teen growth, service revenue growth in South Africa, in the group. I think it's sustainable in terms of the growth. If you look at where it's coming from, yes, it is data predominantly at 31%. But we also have fintech growing at 23%, digital growing at 27%. And we still see voice growing in our market as well. So I really do believe it's going to be sustainable.
How much of a challenge, though, does that auction possibly being delayed from what was the scheduled date of 31st of March present?
So the spectrum auction is critical to MTN South Africa. We do note the judgment that we passed, and we will support in any way how we can make sure that we have the auction as soon as possible.
While you wait, you've got your focus very much on Ambition 2025. You talk about the business capturing exciting new opportunities across your markets. How rife are those opportunities and what kind of CapEx are you putting to work?
So from a CapEx point of view, we're looking at spending across the group 29.1 billion rand in CapEx. And this speaks to Ambition 2025, where we want to have network second to none. We want to invest in our platform businesses, being Ioba, FinTech, and the digital businesses, including Network as a Service and Genosis. So I think we've adequately capitalized the business to be able to meet those objectives.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Sugendran. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Sugendran Perumal, who's acting CFO at MTN.